producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a very, very busy, very, very busy show today. All right, so remember years ago I was talking to you about how if you are of shorter stature, it could possibly be a cardiac risk factor. So, you know, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, if you're a smoker, those are risk factors for heart disease. But if you're short, that could also be a risk factor. Now, some of you said, well, wait a second. Okay, well, then, you know, let's try and be taller. I don't know how you guys could do that. But remember, I said, wait a second. Okay, the tall people have issues because tall people seem to be more at risk for cancer. Well, we have another study that's come out saying tall people are more at risk for cancer, and another study saying taller patients do worse on dialysis. So for those of you people that are short, okay, just, you know, don't try to change anything. Hey, just stay where you're at. Lay low. Lay low. Because some of the tall people are having medical issues of their own. Also in the news, we have a possible male contraceptive that may be out sooner than we think. I know a lot of us women are excited about men taking birth control, and a lot of men aren't. But you may like this one. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about psychotherapy. I'm a huge fan of people getting therapy, people talking. I feel great when I talk. You know, my doing radio, it's not because I want to entertain you. It's not because I want to do a public service. Okay, this is my way to do free therapy. I'm in a room. It's a padded room. I'm basically, you know, somebody opens the door, says, Dr. Dahlia, sit down, and, you know, here's a drink and here's a porta potty. They close the door behind me, and I'm sitting here in a padded room, and I just sit here and talk for hours. I mean, they tell me that it's a nationally syndicated show and people are listening. I have no idea. But I got to tell you, I don't care. Even if the show isn't aired, I am in a room talking for 2-3 hours a day. It feels good. I love it. Now they're saying that some of the talk therapy may be overstated and may not have as many benefits as people are claiming it does. I'm a fan. Wine drinkers. Okay, apparently 98% of red wine was found to have very high levels of arsenic and lead. So we're going to talk about that. Talk about, is it really that dangerous? If it is, what should you be drinking instead? I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Woo-hoo, yay, Las Vegas, rock on. But I went to UNLV, and then I went to UNR. By the way, UNLV is playing UNR in terms of college football. Very big game, not televised. So for those of you guys watching it online, could you please, you know, clue me in on what's going on? But the one thing I am very, very excited about with UNLV recently that's happening is they are building a medical school. And I know some of you guys have asked me about that. You know, will I write you a letter of recommendation so you can get into the medical school? No, I'm not going to write you. I don't even know who you are. Please. And you think a recommendation from Dr. Dahlia is going to help you? Do you really want to associate yourselves with me? Really? Well, we are hoping that this morning we could get the dean, planning dean of UNLV School of Medicine on the horn with us to talk about what that entails, what kind of real cool curriculum School of Medicine is going to have, and how it'll help all of us. This is going to be pretty fascinating. Especially since, you know, a lot of you guys come out to Vegas. I see what you guys do. You guys come into Vegas, and you're like, look, all right, nothing happens in Vegas, right? Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So it's not like anything permanent is going to happen to me, okay? And I see what you guys do. And then you come into the ER, you come into the urgent care, you come into my office, and I'm like, what did you do? You know? People, and so, you know, it's nice to have a real, real iconic medical school facility here. Even though I went to school in Reno, and a lot of us doctors and residents train out here, the extra cool to have a medical school. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of you guys throughout the country listening to this coast to coast is interested in how my baby did playing football last night. You are? You're interested? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. He did good. Bishop Gorman, under the lead of Coach Goodman, played Shadow Ridge High School 58-0. I guess. And you know, some of you guys say, look, you know, it's ridiculous. At this point, when you guys do the blowout games, come on. Let the other kids, you know, on the other team have a chance. Let them feel good. Oh, no. Okay, because I tell you what. Whenever you guys watch these games, you got your first string, you got your second string, and a lot of the third string, fourth string players, they don't get to play. They don't get to play unless there's a lot of that wiggle room. And so apparently there was enough wiggle room where second half was all these kids that needed to shine and show the coach that they know how to play. So it let a lot of other kids play. And my baby, he took down two guys at once. I was like, woo, that's my baby. I was screaming. The stadium was completely annoyed by me. But, I mean, it was my baby. He did really, 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 really good. I mean, yeah, they were all sweaty and stinky afterwards, and they had to do their homework. And, you know, I was yelling, you know, did you guys eat and all that. But I got to tell you, when they were playing football, I was very, very supportive of everything they did. And, you know, there was a lacrosse game that my son played for last year where it was a blowout. And I don't know who it was that was telling the players that they should have backed off. They should have played lighter. They didn't hurt anybody. They just kept scoring. And that's a very difficult concept to teach kids when you're playing sports. All right, you need to know how to back off to not hurt somebody. But to back off to not score, if you're going to play and you're going to be out there, then you play to win ethically, okay, with good sportsmanship. All right? Because, I mean, these kids don't get to, you know, if not express themselves, and to try to spend all that time teaching them to do halfway, it doesn't do them justice. And I do feel bad for other schools that lose. But then they play other schools that they're better than. And that's how they get their confidence. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's talk about male contraceptive. Will it work? Will you take it? Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting, all right? This form of male birth control appears to attack, I shouldn't use the word attack in terms of permanent, a reversible attack, on the sperm tails, okay? Remember, sperm need to swim, all right? And they propel through the vaginal cavity, up into the uterus, up into the fallopian tube to fertilize, okay? The process is a very, very complicated one. But rather than destroying, let's say, the sperm head, or destroying production, okay, for that cycle, these scientists think that what they could do is attack the tail. It's a study appearing in Science this week. A team led by Harukihu Miyata of Osaka University. And that if you disable one protein on a sperm cell's tail, then it can't swim to the egg. Now, there's an enzyme called calcineurin. Okay? You guys write this down because you're going to get a pop quiz later. Okay? So it's a sperm-specific form of this enzyme. And it can make the tail too stiff to swim effectively. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, isn't stiffness good? No. Not when it comes to sperm and tails. So there's two drugs that suppress the function of this enzyme. They're actually immunosuppressive drugs. Cyclosporine A. Some of you guys remember cyclosporine. Well, we've talked about certain like psoriatic conditions and other inflammatory conditions. I hope you remember because that's going to be on the quiz also. And FK506. If none of you guys know about that, just pretend like you do so I don't get mad. Both of these are used to suppress immune reactions in organ transplant patients. When they treated male mice with either of these drugs, it made them infertile. But the mice were able to regain their fertility a week after they were taken off the drugs. Okay? So researchers are now studying if these drugs could affect human sperm the same way. Now, remember, you know, how do you get a person to take birth control? Okay? Well, you got to appease their demand for whether it's a reversible or an irreversible form. Okay? A lot of us women say, you know what, just take everything out. I don't want the ovaries. I don't want the uterus. Take it out. I'm done. See ya. But a lot of us, no, we're still thinking about it. I mean, I'm 44. I may want to have another baby. You know, I'm watching what's happening with Social Security, and I'm looking at my kids, and, you know, I don't care. My kids going to, you know, want to go to college. Are they going to want to get a job? Are they going to want to support me? And the older, you know, when they were younger, they were like, oh, I love you, Mommy. I love you, Mommy. I'll never leave you. All right. So I was like, I don't need to have another kid because I already got two. But now that they're getting older, they can't stop talking about how they're going to leave me in the dust, right? They're going to flee and not look back the day they turn 18. So now I'm like, uh-oh, I need just one more kid to manipulate. So I have not, I know I talk about hysterectomies a lot, I have not gotten my hysterectomy yet. No. But trust me, if I do, we'll show the pictures and the video and all that. Trust me, I'll make it a big, huge media storm, okay? Dr. Dahlia finally getting her uterus. One of you asked if I would donate, you know, my organs or donate my uterus or be a surrogate, you know, mom for somebody. I don't know if you guys have seen the lining of, I mean, we're talking about Grand Central Station Friday at like 7 o'clock at night. That's what the uterus looks like. So I would probably say no. Couldn't, unfortunately, donate it. Okay, but the reversibility for those that want birth control is extremely important. All right, I'll put in an IUD. I'll take out the IUD. Okay? All right, we'll put in the implantable birth control. We could take it out. Put in the NuvaRing. Take it out. Stop the pill. So if something like this reverses within a week, men may want to. I think men may go for this. I think they may. All right, trust me. And again, what the pharmaceutical company would have to do is use the term stiff, okay? As long as they see that term, even though stiffening a sperm flagella to disallow it to reproduce is what the mechanism is, maybe just using that word in the marketing may make guys buy it. You don't know. So I think this one has potential. They just got to test it on humans pretty quickly, and we'll figure it out, okay? I just hope they move swimmingly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let me see what's going on here with red wine. Every now and then we get a story that we're taking in too much arsenic. Well, this headline really turned heads, okay? Made people want to throw one down. They say that 98% of red wines that they looked at from four U.S. states contained, quote-unquote, high levels of arsenic, okay? So the states they looked at was California, Washington, New York, and Oregon. All but two had arsenic levels above what is allowed to be in drinking water. Now, for those of you that have a little bit of red wine once in a blue moon, it's not bad. In fact, you have a lot of doctors recommending it. They say a glass of red wine a day, you know, has been shown to help, you know, your heart health, help lower your LDLs. It's loaded with antioxidants, resveratrol, may protect against cancer. So everybody's pretty excited. So, you know, they're Merlots, they're Pinot Noirs. Is that how you pronounce it? Pinot Noir? Noir? No, I don't drink red wine, so you guys teach me. All right. I mean, you know, give me an amaretto sour with a splash of soda, I'm a happy girl. But I don't know about a lot of the reds. Okay, but you also got to be careful because arsenic is related to skin cancer, lung cancer, bladder cancer. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are talking about a study where they found high levels of arsenic in wine. So a team of researchers at the University of Washington tested wines from America's top wine-producing states, California, Washington, New York, and Oregon. And these results revealed that all but one contained arsenic levels that exceed what's allowed in drinking water. And the EPA allows drinking water to have no more than 10 parts per billion of arsenic. The wine samples tested range from 10 to 76 with an average of 24 parts per billion. So that's more than twice. Now, the researcher says if you're an average red wine drinker, you got a glass or two every now and then, you're fine. But if you're a heavy drinker, this could be an issue. Professor Wilson and her team conducted a second study looking at levels of arsenic in other foods and drinks. That project concluded that the likely health risks from the naturally occurring arsenic in wine depends on how much arsenic is in the individual diets overall. So basically what they're saying is, let's say you take in a lot of rice or apple juice, cereal bars, things like that. A lot of them have baseline high arsenic levels. So obviously it's additive. So if you now also top that off with wine, that could be an issue. They say the highest risk from arsenic exposure stem from certain types of infant formulas. So don't drink infant formula, and you should probably be fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So basically Dr. Wilson has said that you have to look at the diet as a whole. All right, now remember we talked about rice. Right. So we talked about, you know, rice and different forms of arsenic and why rice can unfortunately hold more arsenic. Rice likes to soak things up. You know, when you make rice and you, well, you don't make rice, when you grow rice and cultivate rice, you know, there are the rice paddies, a lot of, fluid, around there, a lot of water, and they soak it up. And white rice, believe it or not, seems to have more arsenic than brown rice. Remember we talked about that coffee filter study where they said take your rice and wash it out in a coffee filter and that'll leach a lot of the arsenic out. When it comes to wine, I really wouldn't recommend putting the wine in the coffee filter. I don't know if that would really work for you. But listen, you just have to take a look at what you're doing. It's as simple as that. So now remember, arsenic is a naturally occurring element. Okay? Yes, it can be toxic. It causes skin cancer, lung cancer, bladder cancer. What happens is as it rains, rivers and wind will erode rocks. And rocks have arsenic. So it leaches into the water, it leaches into the soil, and so, you know, you end up getting it in your food that seems to be more exposed to this type of water, all right? Not really sure cereal bars where that kind of comes in. So, just check it out. Just don't be drinking too much, okay? Cut back. I understand there's a lot of reasons in life to want to just, you know, open up a box of red wine, but just, you know, watch your arsenic levels. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, I want to speak to Dr. Dean Atkinson, the new medical school planning dean at UNLV, my alma mater, my home. Really excited to talk about what's happening over there. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for years on my show, I've been talking about UNLV and how I was born there, all right, and how it cultivated my desire to become a doctor. And I was always excited about the fact that a medical school could possibly be in Las Vegas' future. And here to join us, and who is extremely instrumental in making this happen, is Dr. Barbara Atkinson, Planning Dean of the UNLV School of Medicine. Hi, Dean. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm great. Thanks.
I'm so honored to have you on the show. So, I mean, here you are with the task of planning a medical school. I mean, that must be, what does that entail in a nutshell?
It's incredible. It's a huge honor to be allowed to do it. There's some new medical schools starting, but very few of them are really going to be in a city this size, a real academic health center with research, education, and clinical practice, and the planning has just been unbelievable. The help I've gotten has been unbelievable.
I could imagine. And it, well, because it's so well needed, you know, and I mean, not only is this helping Southern Nevada, but we are talking about the Southern United States, Western United States, having this medical mecca that we are building, you know, in the surrounding area is so instrumental. You know, you brought up a city this large. I mean, how many people do you think that, you know, this medical school would help serve? I know that's a tough number to, imagine.
I think we're going to serve a lot because we're going to build some specialty care programs that don't exist right now. So if you get really sick and need a liver transplant or a bone marrow transplant or a lot of the services for pediatrics, there are hardly enough people. There's only 3 pediatric endocrinologists for a city of 2 million people. It's unbelievable. So we're going to grow those specialty programs, and then we're going to have a primary care practice that's really a school to really make it a patient-friendly, serve a large population there with our teaching practice.
Oh, so exciting. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and we're talking to Dr. Barbara Atkinson, Planning Dean of UNLV School of Medicine. You know, when my listeners think of medical schools, they think of Harvard Medical School. They think of, Case Western. They think of a variety of medical schools out there, you know, older that have had to reinvent and update. And here you are starting from scratch. But in 2015, what type of new advances will this medical school have that we could never fathom before when the other medical schools years ago were created?
Yeah, and that's what's exciting about this project. I decided that if we're training a doctor right now, they could be practicing for the next 50 years. It's really likely they will be. So think about that. What do you need to know for the future? And I spent a lot of time when I first came about a year and a half ago, and I spent about the first 6 months meeting people in the community and talking about what the community needed. So we tried to come up with some really innovative things that the community needs. So we came up with a curriculum that we're going to start the students out learning to be EMTs. 6 weeks, they'll be certified EMTs. They'll be seeing patients right at the beginning, doing a fast evaluation, doing treatments, but mostly they'll be seeing sort of some of the failures, some of the things if people haven't had preventive care that might happen to them that causes them to need a hospital. And they'll be in seeing different kinds of homes and people. So we think that's exciting. We decided that solving problems is going to be most important. It isn't going to be memorizing facts the way I did when I was a medical student.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be being able to find things in the literature that are fresh and solve problems. We also think it's going to need to be very high tech and yet have old-fashioned communication skills. So to really do the problem solving, we're going to have a problem-based curriculum, which is a really exciting one where small teams of students, 6 to 8 of them, work with one faculty member, and they teach themselves the basic sciences. They have to get in the literature, look it up, find it, solve problems. So the patient problem might be something simple like a patient comes in with a cough, and they have to find out what causes you to cough. What's the nerve supply to the bronchi? What does the diaphragm have to do with it? What are the bacteria? What do the cilia in the lungs do? All of those things they have to find for themselves.
And it engages the student. That's a brilliant way to teach. It engages the student more. You know, when I went to medical school, it was a lot of memorizing. And it was, well, I got to get through the test because it's competitive and I want to stay in my class and I want to graduate, you know, in the top 99% of my class, which is what I did. Top 99%, thank you. Only 1% of the class was below me. Thank you. But, you know, it engages the student. You know, another thing I've heard that the school is doing is in terms of state of the art, technology, the dissection and the anatomy. Tell us how that class is starting to look.
Right. So traditional medical school has the dissection of bodies. We're going to have it all by radiology with CT scans, X-rays, MRIs. There are these big tables that you buy, and there's a life-size body X-ray thing in it, and you can actually peel back the layers of the skin just like you would do on a regular body. You can see, you can actually see the nerves and tendons and bones, and you can turn things in different directions and see it from all ways and actually see how it fits together. I don't know about you, but I was one of those people that never could see it when it was in a body dissection. You can sure see it by radiology now.
And I was afraid to admit it, too. You know, when I was a student, I was so scared that, you know, when the doctor was like, okay, don't you see this is a saphenous vein? Yes, sir, I do see it. And, I, you know, and again, you know, they all look the same. You know, you didn't have the well-demarcated, you know, you didn't have that, you know, a way to discern it. You know, another thing I'm really excited about the School of Medicine is how these students are going to be learning medical Spanish. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in this community, 45% of the people now are Latino, and it's just going to be extremely important that we communicate. The communication, I think, is one of the pieces that's a little bit missing these days. If people don't spend enough time with their patients and don't really understand the problem, they order unnecessary tests, they miss the diagnosis, so communication is going to be absolutely essential, and that means that communicating in their language or really understanding their language well enough and their culture well enough to be able to provide really good care. Mm-hmm, so we think that's exciting, too.
Mm-hmm,
and we're
going
to have a very diverse student body, so we plan to include as many Latino and Latina students as we can find that are good. And by the way, we're going to have really good students because we got full four-year scholarships for the whole first class.
Woo-hoo!
And that was an amazing support from this community.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
4 years.
Can you imagine? Those students are going to be so lucky. When does the first class start? What year?
We hope it's 2017. We have to get accreditation, and we would expect the approval for that in October of next year. And in October of next year, we can start recruiting students. We're actually not allowed to talk to any students about admissions until then. But
of course.
We'll take them next fall, and they'll start the year after that.
Of course. And, you know, I know we're going to be coming up on break, but in the last, you know, 30 seconds that we have, Dean Barbara, what can listeners do? How can people help now to help build this? What does the UNLV School of Medicine need from us?
We need support with the legislators, regents, and elected officials, although we have great support now. We need financial support. We're starting to build the department chairs for each of the departments. We want to build residency programs in each of the specialties that and there are many of them now that don't exist in Las Vegas. So financial support for endowed chairs, for additional scholarships. Mostly at this point is just general public support to help us get going.
Excellent. Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, it is UNLV, and I think it is just, when you go to the UNLV homepage, you can see the School of Medicine and click on that.
And I'll post that on my page and Twitter. Dr. Dean Atkinson, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. I will definitely have you on again so you could give us updates. You have a great rest of the day.
Great. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are still all in shock with the shooting that happened at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. And we are finding more and more information out on the shooter. Chris Harper Mercer, the man identified as the gunman in the deadly rampage that tragically killed nine, is the death toll nine at this point? We're finding was a very withdrawn man. They say he wore the same outfit every day, combat boots, green army pants, and a white T-shirt. They said he was very close to his mother. He was targeting Christians. From what we found out, 26-year-old, he came in wearing body armor, had extra ammunition. I guess they found the extra ammunition in the car. I'm not sure if he also had the extra ammunition on him as well. And it left 10 dead, including Mercer. And they had said that he would ask the victim if they were Christian. And if they said yes, he would shoot them. 10 other people have been treated at Mercy Medical Center. And the community, of course, about 22,000 is just in shock and completely in disbelief that something like this could happen. We still don't know why. And we're very grateful for the police officers and the first responders who you know, jumped onto campus before they even had backup to, you know, defuse the situation as quickly as they could. The victims have not been named yet, but they were men and women of varying ages. Average age was younger, as them being college students, as well as a teacher who was killed. We'll keep you posted as we get more information. But frightening. It's so tragic when, you know, you see people target. And whether it's rampant or target, it's all tragic. But the calculation he had to go in, he knew where he was going. He knew who he wanted to kill. He knew how he wanted to do it. And, you know, these are people that are just living among us and they're planning. And, I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, people are saying that he was very reclusive, very fragile young man, shaved head, dark glasses, seemed to recoil from social interaction. Unfortunately, when people hear descriptions, they'll start to stereotype or try to guess. People want to, and they do that whenever there's a tragedy that happens. We want to prevent another one, so we intellectualize, you know, what happened and try to go, well, okay, because it was this situation, now we need to target this group of people, and we got to be very, very careful. All right, because you cannot assume that, you know, what type of medical condition or what type of personality traits, you can't assume that based on, you know, descriptions, you know, by hearsay. But we are trying to find out what psychological picture he could have had, psychological health. Did he go off his medicines? Was he not medicated? Should he have been medicated? And, you know, it's so tragic. So our hearts and prayers are with those that are unfortunately suffering from this tragedy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a local school where I live where half the kindergartners, half of them have a rash and fever. All right. John Jabkovich interviewed me with Fox 5 yesterday on what this could be. I asked him to take a picture, you know, and don't have any identifying facial characteristics, obviously, in the picture. And it looked vesicular. It looked like chicken pox. And, you know, I find this interesting, and I don't want to sit here and guess and say, okay, now we got chicken pox outbreak, which should have happened because kids are getting vaccinated. But I'm looking at this, and I'm hearing that you have a school where a bunch of the young kids have become affected within a month, having fever, rash, itchy rash, kind of malaise, all right, rash kind of in the chest area, moving along to the arms and legs. This sounds and it looks like chicken pox. Now, We don't have a definitive diagnosis. The health department doesn't have one yet. I mean, you basically have to either culture the vesicles, if that's what it is. Again, I'm only doing this by picture. I haven't been able to examine any of the patients. But, you know, it sounds viral. We've talked about rashes. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about rashes. Right? You have the type of rashes where if you touch somebody or you touch something and that it irritates that local area, that's a little different than you having a fever, not feeling well, and then all of a sudden a rash erupts. That looks more viral. But it really looks chickenpox-like to me. Okay, and then again, that's only by pictures and what we're hearing. If that's the case, I'd be very, very interested to know if the vaccination status of everybody was up to par. And if it was, which I think it was, okay, I think it was, do we have a variant of a chickenpox that is eluding the vaccine? You know, it was very interesting. When the vaccine first came out, we still had patients come in with very mild chickenpox, okay? And I was like, well, that's interesting. Mom was like, yeah, I vaccinated them. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And it was a very mild, a little bit here, a little bit there, you know. And then I hadn't seen it in years. I haven't seen a patient with chickenpox now in at least a decade. So I don't know. Well, you know, we'll keep you guys abreast of what's going on with this. But it was very, very interesting. Now, what do? You know, you bring your kid home from school and you get a letter. And they're saying these are kids, you know, kids are having fevers, kids are having rashes. What do? Well, I usually recommend, look, okay, one is you want to make sure your kid, all right, is not exposed. So if there are kids at school with fever, et cetera, and parents aren't keeping them home, I would then probably keep my kid out a day or two before the school could assure me that they're making sure kids, you know, with no fevers are, you know, not present. You know, in fact, it would be very interesting to see if some schools adopt checking for fever. You know, through the forehead, kind of like they did with the TSA with the Ebola, you know, screening at the airports. You know, whenever you have these outbreaks, you know, just see if the kids, you know, through their forehead, you know, just have the nurse examine them so it's private, all right? And, you know, kids with a fever, tell mom, pick them up, kid has a fever, all right? And, I mean, the kids shouldn't be going back to school, they're not feeling well. Well, a lot of parents will be like, okay, if the fever's down, I can let my kid go back to school. Well, just because the fever's down doesn't necessarily mean you're not contagious. You could still be contagious for a few days after, especially if you have the rash. So, rule of thumb, when we look at shingles, when we look at chickenpox, when the lesions are dry, crusted over, patient does not have any more fatigue, patient does not have any more fever, okay, then they're probably not as contagious as they could be and can start going back to doing their regular activities. But when rashes are new and kids have fever or they just, you got the fever down by giving them Tylenol and Motrin. I know what the parents do. I know all the tricks. They'll give the kid Tylenol and Motrin right before they go to school so they don't have a fever and the kid could get through school. I get it. You got to go to work. Okay. You can't be dealing with a sick kid. I get that. Which is why I really urge employers have a means for parents to bring their kids to work, et cetera. You know, have a little day bed, little kid bed that the kid could be in another room, you know, so mom and dad could still go to work, wrap up what they need to do, check on the baby, make sure the baby has some soup, etc. You know, some little area. I was very, very blessed. One of the reasons why I built the office the way we did is because I could never really take off work, but what do I do when the kids are sick? So I'd bring the kids to the office. We had a little couch, little bed area. We could bring them soup, bring them liquids. I could watch them. And put a TV in front of them. What, you know, yeah, kids, you know, say, yeah, I need to stay home, I'm sick. And then they sit there and play video games. If my kid's really sick, he doesn't have to play video games. He could just lie there, watch some TV, and take a nap. So, oh, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.